This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Warren Buffett on paying corporate executives too much. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. More than 30,000 people are just getting back from Omaha, site of this year's Super Bowl of Capitalism, otherwise known as the annual meeting of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Company. One single Class A stock in Berkshire Hathaway costs $192,000, although there is the economy model, the Berkshire Class B, for $128 this morning. Buffett emphasized that big acquisitions, not clever investing in stocks, is the way forward for Berkshire. Michael DeLamerced writes for the New York Times Dealbook section and sat through Buffett-palooza. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, David.
Can I ask you something, Michael? How bizarre is it to sit through this capitalist Woodstock, they call it? I mean, entourage, skits. What did you tweet? They were singing the Berkshire Hathaway ticker symbol?
They really make it seem like a giant party for capitalism. At the beginning of the meeting, they start off with a bunch of funny little skits. They did have two of the stars of Entourage on for a little skit. They had a little animated segment that had Warren Buffett assembling a hockey team to take on the Canadians in the unspecified Winter Olympics. They were singing the Berkshire ticker symbol in some sort of take on YMCA.
We love the managers of BRKA. Really?
Yeah. But the heart of the meeting is still the chance to ask Warren Buffett a question. For 6 hours, he was willing to talk about almost anything people put up to him.
He even took tough questions, like the issue of executive compensation. Warren Buffett has been a little bit in the hot seat. He sits on the board of Coca-Cola, and some see compensation as rather high over there.
People have asked him, if you're so opposed to high executive compensation, why didn't you make a bigger fuss over this proposed Coke plan? And what Buffett had essentially said was, I did express my concerns privately, I spoke with the CEO, and I abstained. He actually had said, I didn't think it was my job to go to war against Coke, and he prefers to work much more quietly behind the scenes, not raise a big fuss. He didn't come out and say it, but he sort of implied that's not really the sort of thing that he likes to do.
Michael DeLamerced reports for the New York Times Dealbook section. Michael, thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you.
And now a disease of limes that is not Lyme disease. It is Cinco de Mayo, and among the business stories here involves the price of limes for the tacos, for the drinks. They're expensive, due in part to a drug cartel and the disease. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
In the last 6 weeks, lime prices have gone a little crazy, from around 30 cents a piece to more than $1.50 in some cases.
I tell my staff lime is gold now. If I see one on the floor, I see any bit that's not used, I cry almost.
Crystal Lynn Kincaid is the head bartender at Añejo, a Mexican restaurant and tequila bar in Manhattan. Añejo hasn't raised its margarita prices, so it's taking a big profit hit. And this comes at the worst possible time. Cinco de Mayo is one of Añejo's busiest and booziest days.
I've started to now create new cocktails with different fruits. We're creating a watermelon margarita and a grapefruit margarita.
Kincaid's latest invention?
Okay, so we're going to make our lemon margarita for you guys.
In spite of her efforts, Kincaid says patrons still prefer their margaritas with lime, which will mean a big financial hit for Añejo this Cinco de Mayo. The U.S. gets pretty much all of its limes from Mexico. Benito Berber is an economist with Nomura Securities. He says political turmoil in the lime-producing region of Michoacan is the main reason behind the price jump.
That region has been under the impact of drug cartels and then an offensive from the government to take control back.
Drug cartels seized control of the lucrative lime orchards in Michoacan and took over wholesale lime operations. Mexican authorities fought back, and the conflict caused a big disruption in lime exports. And nature has thrown a couple curveballs of its own, says Antal Neville, an analyst at Ibis World.
There has been some heavy flooding in that region, as well as citrus greening, which is this bacterial disease that's been encroaching on the citrus crops.
The disease makes lime trees less productive and the limes a lot smaller. All of that adds up to less supply, which is also pushing up prices, especially this time of year. Luckily for restaurants like Añejo, lime prices are expected to start normalizing over the next few weeks. Mexican authorities seem to have successfully pushed the cartels out of the lime business for now.
And then my favorite part is you drink it.
Still, limes will likely get more expensive in the long run as farmers continue to battle the greening disease. So it could be a good time to develop a taste for alternatives.
It's delicious.
You know, take lemons and make some lemon ritas. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And I have started a new blog today at marketplace.org. And as the week goes on, some of my colleagues here at Marketplace will be doing the same. Kai Rizdahl, Lizzie O'Leary, Patty Hirsch included. My thing is going to be called Indie Economics. Today, I'll start with a diet that will make you smarter, the salubrious effects of adding one documentary film or other smart movie to your media diet. Once a week is all it takes, and you too can use words like salubrious. Search Marketplace Indie Economics and you'll see it. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.